What clutter represents in our life is resistance. It represents roadblocks to success. It's very time consuming and it requires maintenance. You think about all the stuff in life that we have, from relationships to stuff that require us to maintain things. And if we're going to live a life of intentionality as a parent, we've got to be stripped down to the core issues, the core principles, the core important things in our life.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy concludes his teaching, The Intentional Living Process for Parenting. Now, to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
Hey, thank you much, Kurt, and I welcome you all to the Intentional Living Center today in our studio. I'm going to take you over to our teaching studio here in just a moment as we do wrap up this series on parenting. Love your feedback. You know, the Intentional Living Ministry all began as parent talk. It began as a passion of our hearts to help parents, and over the years evolved into this intentional living message of hope across the essential areas of life. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Just go to theintentionallife.com. You can interact with us there or call 888-888-1717 and press number 2. Okay, we're going to get back to the teaching in a moment. Just want to mention again, we got some friends, Derek and Deborah Williamson, this couple from Phoenix. They love couples, and they have a ministry that's called Unbreakable Marriage Ministries. And they've asked me to teach at a conference they're putting on in the Tucson area, a kind of a 2 or 3 night deal at a resort in Tucson next week, 27th. I'm going to be speaking on the 27th. And so I just wanted to mention, those of you who've been planning to come, looking forward to meeting you and shaking your hands and just having a great time talking about marriage. By the way, if you want to know more about all that, you can go to onemarriageretreat.com. That's O-N-E, like one, right? Onemarriageretreat.com. Could be kind of a lot of fun. I'm sure they're going to have put on a good series for couples. All right, let's get back to the parenting topic right here from the Intentional Living Center. Number 5 would be, maybe this is the one thing you want to pick for the next 30 days, to listen to each child daily. That shows a great deal of respect. Maybe you're one that jumps in and, you know, doesn't let your child express what they're feeling or what they're going through, but to truly and deeply listen to them, to listen to their heart, listen to what's going on in their life. Here's one, number 6, to be patient with each child daily. That's a love thing, to be patient with your kids, to be patient when they're not doing what you think they should be doing. You know, one of the attributes of love, it says in Scripture, that love is patient. We read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Being patient with your children is a powerful thing. Number 7, maybe this is the one thing that you'd like to pick for the next 30 days, is to dream with each child daily. To dream with them about the goals that they have for the future, the desires they have for the future, the aspirations they have for the future in their own life. This provides them with hope. See? And a hope is a powerful thing for a child. Number 8, how about to hug each child each day? Just to hug them. Physical touch. You know, one of the most powerful things we can do in our family is to touch each other in healthy ways. And that physical touch by hugging your child, your son or daughter, is a beautiful thing. How about number 9? Maybe this is one thing for the next 30 days. Well, now we're talking about intentionals, right? We're talking about picking one thing and being repetitive in doing that one thing until that one thing becomes a habit in your life. I would challenge you to every day to help challenge your child to grow. In other words, challenge them in growth. Help them stretch. Did you know that the word intentional in the Greek also talks about the stretching? That's where we get words like tendons, see, to extend, and intentional, all meaning to stretch. One of the best gifts you can give to your son or daughter is to help them grow, to stretch, to learn, to become all that God intends for them to be. And then number 10, I'm giving you a list of 10, encouraging you to pick one for at least the next several days until that becomes a habit in your life, is to celebrate with each child every day, or at least on a regular basis. You know, the Scripture talks about celebrating with those who are winning and crying for those who are losing, and I think in the process, that's being very intentional as a parent. So far we've talked about focusing on God's intention, which is, you know, the one end of that, the bookends here, the one side, and then repeating the kind of daily actions that become habits for living. That's the living side of the bookends. But in between, we know is this, you know, the messiness of life, the decisions that we have to make of how we're going to live. And that takes us to the first E in free. We're talking about F-R-E-E. And the first E goes this way. Eliminate clutter. Eliminate clutter. Now, that brings all sorts of emotions and thoughts to mind. Maybe you're a person that has just a lot of physical clutter. Maybe you have a person that has mental clutter. Maybe you're a person that your life is just cluttered. You know you're just overwhelmed. And what clutter represents in our life is resistance. It represents roadblocks to success. It's very time-consuming, and it requires maintenance. You think about all the stuff in life that we have, from relationships to stuff that require us to maintain things. And if we're going to live a life of intentionality as a parent, we've got to be stripped down to the core issues, the core principles, the core important things in our life. Even Jesus, when he sent the disciples out, he told them to take nothing with them, just to trust in him and to go out and rely upon him. And I think in life, especially in our American West here in the western part of the world, when we have so many things, it's easy for us to have too much clutter in our life. And I think there are forms of clutter that create the resistance, the procrastination, and the roadblocks in our life. And let me just share with you what the six are. Number one is mental clutter, and I'm going to come back and talk about mental clutter this month in a little more detail. Number two is emotional clutter. Number three is friendship clutter, and I'm going to talk about that in an upcoming lesson in the next couple of months, about how not all friends are good for us, and some friendships have to have an expiration date. There's schedule clutter. I think we all know what that means, when our schedules get so busy that we can't keep up. Then there's just the stuff clutter. And I have that in my offices, one here and one at home. I have it in my garage at home. And it's frustrating, just the stuff that we collect. And then, of course, number six could be spiritual clutter. Now, sometimes we just don't have spiritual clarity what God has for us, and our lives are cluttered with a lot of things spiritually that we need to work on.
You're listening to Dr. Andy's series, The Intentional Process, and he'll pick up where he left off in just a moment. As you probably have heard, for the past couple of months, we've been in a bit of a donation shortfall, and we need your help. For your much-needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God leads you to give, we'll send you a brand new DVD with four of Dr. Randy's teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. Can you help? Then go to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-1717, and press option number 4. Thanks. Don't go away. Dr. Randy will be right back.
Intentional Living is here to equip you with powerful biblical teaching and inspire you with success stories from people living an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I was a freak, a thief, Grand Theft Auto, lied, just a lie. Coma for a week and a half after a drug-induced suicide attempt. And that was 20 years ago. There's just so much that God has and is doing, and the intentional living has never been so hard. It's hard, but it is so worth it.
With your gift of $100 or more, you'll help the Intentional Living Center continue to equip and inspire families and eliminate a recent donations shortfall and get back in good shape to continue helping people and families to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. And to say thanks for your much-needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God leads you to give, we'll send you a brand new DVD with four of Dr. Randy's teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. Call now, 888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Do your kids not fit in at school? It can really break a parent's heart, right? What if I told you you're doing just fine as they are?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
If your kids aren't popular at school, here's something encouraging. New research looked at kids in their early teens and followed them into their 20s. The study found that kids who were considered cool in middle school were more likely to be socially stunted when they got older. Kids who are quieter in their earlier years end up more loyal and careful in their friendships as adults because of just that. They have better lives. So if your middle schooler seems awkward socially, rejoice. The story has a great ending. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Now let's get back with Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Studio as he continues the Intentional Living process for parenting.
But I just want to come back and focus on mental clutter today. You know, the Bible says a lot about our minds. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible talks about the fact that we need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, that whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report, think on these things. And so throughout Scripture, we learn about the power of our minds. And our minds can be cluttered. And as parents, you know, your minds can be cluttered with worry, with regret, with guilt, the should-haves of life. Your minds can be distracted by just a lot of busyness in the world. And when your minds get cluttered, it keeps you and it keeps me from focusing on the things that are truly the most important in our life. So how do you change your mind? You know, how do you change your mind? I think the Scripture gives us some wisdom on that. It says to us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Paul tells us, as I just mentioned in Philippians chapter 4, that those things are true or right or admirable and praiseworthy. Think on such things. Some practical things that you can do to eliminate mental clutter is to memorize Scripture, Scripture that encourages you with the truth. Journaling is a powerful way of eliminating mental clutter. As you start to see patterns of your thoughts coming down onto the pages of your journal, you'll start to see the things that are consuming your mind. To get people around you who will speak the truth into your life. Again, as we've talked earlier, reading biographies that will fill your mind with the truth. Stimulate your mind with asking the right questions. You know, I've done a lesson just recently on the power of questions. Asking the right questions. God, you know, how can I be a more intentional parent? What one thing could I do today that would help my kids and help my family? What one thing am I doing in my life that I need to eliminate and one thing that I need to add? Asking the right kind of questions can help clarify some of the clutter in your life. You know, one of the things that I find with people, maybe you can relate, is the fact that Satan loves to use our minds to cause discouragement, feeling overwhelmed, and worry. You know, those things are really powerful. And I think of Paul when he was talking to young Timothy, where he says in the book of Timothy, Timothy, God has not given you a spirit of fear. Apparently, this young pastor, we know him as Timothy, was struggling with fear in his life. And Paul says to him, God's not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I think that's a powerful combination. And we also find from Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 that he says to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, you know, that we should give praise with thanksgiving, make our requests known to God, and then the peace of God will come and transform our lives. And so what we tell ourselves and the use of our minds are very, very powerful. All right, we're going to go into more detail on mental, in the other areas of clutter beyond mental clutter, the stuff of our life, friendships, emotions, and so on, in lessons coming up in the months ahead. But the last E, you know, there's F, we talked about focusing on God's intention, R, repeating actions until they become habits for your life, E, eliminate clutter, and then the last E is to enjoy and celebrate and give God the glory. You know, one of the things in our life that we need to have in our family is what I call planned spontaneity, that we have some fun, that we do things as a family that just celebrate God's goodness together, that we love each other, that our home is a place of safety, our home is a place where God is honored. When we do those things, we're being intentional. Now, this little process that we've called the intentional living process, focusing on F-R-E-E, will work in every area of your life. If you can focus on God's intention, and we gave you the steps that you need to take to get there, if you will repeat the right actions every day, pick one thing for the next 30 days until it becomes a habit, and then pick another thing for 30 days until that becomes a habit, your life will be transformed. But remember, the two bookends of intention and then the repetitive nature of our habits, if we don't take care of the clutter that gets in the middle, see, all the things in our life that consume us, we're never going to truly experience what it means to be intentional. My hope for you as a parent or grandparent, that you will experience God's very best as you live for Him intentionally. Let me pray. Lord, thank you for this lesson, for a reminder that you want us to experience freedom, freedom in you. And this little process that we've talked about today will help us get there. As we know you, as we experience you, and as we find your intentions for our life, find your love for us, experience your love for us, and then live that out every day intentionally. We thank you for every person who's listening or viewing. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for allowing them to be alive in this generation. Help them to experience true freedom in living intentional for you. And thank you for their support for this ministry and mission, as together we reach a world that is in desperate need of living intentionally in you. And we thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
All right, we're live back here in our Intentional Living studio as we wrap up these 3 days on parenting. And a reminder that this entire teaching is available on DVD. And what we actually did, I don't think I've ever done this before. I took this this series and this process that we've talked about, you know, focusing on one goal, repeating actions into habits, decluttering your life, and so on. And I thought, I'm going to teach this with very practical application for parents, and then I'm going to reteach it, the same principles, but applying it to marriage. How does that work in your marriage relationship? And certainly, how does it work in your finances with a practical lesson on money, and then for your faith? And so we video recorded all four of these topics and package them to make them available, called the Intentional Living Process. And right now, with this special need that we have for the ministry, we appreciate you stepping up to help us get back on track. And with your best gift for the ministry, we'll make sure we get this to you in the mail ASAP, okay? All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on the donate button, just share your best gift with us. And I say thanks in advance for you doing that. Go to theintentionallife.com, click donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and then all you have to do is press number 4, and that'll take you to our staff. They'll be happy to talk to you during West Coast business hours. All right, we got a mailbag standing by. Questions coming in over the phone and left on our comment line. I think we'll start. Here's one, it looks like, from Susie in Arizona. Let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Susie, calling from Chandler, Arizona. I have a 16-year-old boy who I recently found out was smoking marijuana. And he likes smoking marijuana and is telling us that he has no intention or desire to quit. I understand at his age that if that's what he really wants to do, that I can't really control that. But I've tried to talk to him about all the dangers and concerns that we have and the liability that we have as parents if you were to drive under the influence. Anyway, I'm getting ready to set some pretty firm boundaries, and I just wanted your take on the situation. Thanks.
Yeah, my take is go for it. I mean, you said it very well, Mom. Susie, you can't, you know, there's a point in a child's life when they're a young adult, they're going to make decisions that you're not going to be there when they make those decisions. And you speak into their lives, you love on them, you encourage them, you tell them the truth, you don't nag, but you also have to have a backbone as a parent and say, yeah, but just because you choose to have a lifestyle and you think it's cool and you think it's going to be what you want to do, which we're very concerned about, you're not going to drive our car. period. I mean, if that were my 16-year-old son, it wouldn't be, are you high today and not tomorrow, and you get the keys today, maybe because you're not, but tomorrow, not so much. As far as I'm concerned, the keys are gone. If you're choosing to have a lifestyle that could endanger other people and put our family at greater risk, you're not driving, period. You're going to have to go figure that out when you get to be on your own. If those are the decisions that you're making, then you're going to have to live with the consequences, and we'll live with them to a certain extent, but we're not going to intentionally, knowingly endanger our family or other people. I think it's a reality. And, of course, this whole thing with marijuana now is a concern. I mean, we're seeing the reports coming back, you know, increase when people are high on this like any other substance. And, of course, there's many substances people get high on today. It endangers the lives of other people. And it's a sad commentary. So, Susie, God love you. I think you speak for a lot of parents. Could be alcohol. Could be marijuana. It could be any number of things that young people choose to do that endanger them and others. And there's a point where, as parents, you got to stand up and be tough. Lovingly tough. All right. I think we have a question here from a mom. Let's listen.
My son is 40 years old now. We were very, very, very close until he got married, and then his wife decided she didn't like me. So I went to visit them when their baby was born, and my son called me one day and said, "Mom, don't call me anymore." And I haven't seen him in 6 years. That really hurts. I don't know what to do. I don't know their phone number. If any of his friends or family find out their phone number, they will change their phone number. And there's no way for me to know how to get in touch with him. I don't know where they live. I don't know what to do. I pray about it, but it hurts because we were so close. And now I have this grandson that I don't know anything about him. He's 6 years old now, and I don't know what to do. I need to pray more. I know that, but I would like some advice on what I can do to make things right. And it was mainly my fault because I didn't act the way I was supposed to act. I didn't walk on eggshells. And I apologized for any wrongdoing. I apologized for saying anything that offended them, and nothing has worked. So I don't know what else to do. Please help me. Thank you.
You know, I wish I could. I wish I could reach out and grab hold of your son's hand and your daughter-in-law and you and put you in a room and sit down and say, assuming there's faith here, assuming there's a Christian value system or a personal relationship with Christ, let's grow up and let's reconcile. Let's have some level of reconciliation and relationship. I know that's not always possible. And I know in some situations it's not even particularly advisable because there could be a lifestyle problem that's so potentially damaging that it's problematic. But in a case, what I'm hearing you say is something was said. There was a point in time you're going down a path and all of a sudden something is said or done that just takes a person into a left turn and they're gone and they're not coming back. And, you know, at this point, Mom, you need to pray. You need to keep the door wide open. You need to grow in your own life and you need to live. You need to live. If you allow their lack of acceptance and connection in your life to hold you back from living your life completely and fully, you're only hurting yourself. In other words, they're moved on, they're doing things, and I know it hurts. I can hear it in your voice, but this is an opportunity for you now to, quote, make up by maybe investing the lives of other people, getting involved in your church and Sunday school programs, ministering to other families, and having a life that's very full, very active, very passionate, and very intentional.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm listening to your program about children that have walked away and come back to the Lord, and I am one of those children. I grew up in a pastor's family. I grew up in ministry. I went to Bible college. But after that, I just wanted to experience the world, and I started dating somebody. We moved in together. I was going to marry him, and God really got a hold of my life 3 years after the relationship started. Now, I'm 28 years old. I left my fiance when I was 25 years old, and I am planning on going into full-time ministry next year. So I just wanted to share that with you, hopefully be a blessing to somebody. Thank you. Bye.
We all grow up in different ways, different speeds. And as parents and grandparents, when you see your kids making decisions that hurt your heart, you pray a lot. You do. That's being intentional. You know what? Here's what I know. One of the reasons we share these stories is because I believe there's somebody driving down the road right now somewhere in the country, and you just heard her say something that you needed to hear at this moment just to wake you up to the fact that, you know, that's kind of me. And she's been down this path and learned some lessons maybe I can learn as well. That is intentional living. And I just want to say a great big thank you and a big hug to every one of the listeners who pray for and very tangibly support the ministry of intentional living. Totally listener supported. I just came from a board meeting where we gave an update here at the midpoint in the year where we stand. And I just need to let you know we're behind where we need to be financially. And your support is needed. And I'm asking you to pray about helping us get back on track where we need to be today. It would be a great help. We have a special gift to say thanks for your gift to the ministry. It's called the Intentional Living Process. It's one DVD with four teachings on the process for parents, marriage, finances, and faith. And it's our gift to you today as you share that best gift with the ministry. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, press number 4. Or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to be here live, and we're going to open the phone line for a one thing challenge, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I hope you'll join us. And then next week, we're going to have what we call Intentional Living Supersized on many of our stations. Just going to be a very special week of ministry and vision and impact, and I hope you'll tune in and be a part of this very special week. I'm Randy Carlson. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.